June 3rd, 1899. And Jesus pours his bitternesses. This morning, I was in a sea of affliction, for Jesus had not yet come. I felt such pain that I felt my heart being ripped out. When the confessor came to call me to obedience, as he had to celebrate Holy Mass, Jesus did not let even a shadow of himself be seen, as he usually does. In fact, when he does not come, he lets his hand or his arm be seen. And especially on a day in which I receive communion, as this morning, he himself comes. He purifies me and prepares me to receive him sacramentally. I said to myself, Holy Spouse, lovable Jesus, how is this? Aren't you coming to prepare me yourself? How can I receive you? But meanwhile, the time came. The confessor arrived, but Jesus did not come at all. What a harrowing pain. How many bitter tears. The confessor told me, you will see him at communion, and out of obedience, you will ask him why he does not come and what he wants from you. So, after communion, I saw my good Jesus, always benign with this miserable sinner. He transported me outside of myself, and I was holding him in my arms. He was a child, all afflicted. Immediately, I began to say, my little child, my soul and only good, how is it that you do not come? In what have I offended you? What do you want from me, that you make me cry so much? And in the act of saying this, the pain was so great that even though I was holding him in my arms, I kept crying. But even before I finished speaking the last word, drawing his mouth close to mine, Jesus poured his bitternesses without answering a word. When he would stop pouring, I would start speaking again, but Jesus would not pay attention to me and would begin to pour again. After this, without answering anything of what I wanted, he told me, let me pour into you. Otherwise, just as I have destroyed other places with the hail, so will I destroy your area. Therefore, let me pour, and do not think about anything else. And so it ended, without telling me anything else.